Good morning, everybody. Jonah Hart, No Make Wrong, One Day at a Time, Nikki with you. I just finished meditating and crying, and today is my cousin's services. So that's what's present today, is just the release of that energy, whatever's there, whatever needs to work itself out. In my meditation, I just cried, just got no meaning for it. I don't have to make it mean anything, just allow it to come out. Fortunately for me, I don't have mind chatter. What I've been able to do, what I ask of you guys, is that you breathe. You notice your breath. You notice the air coming in and out. As I cried, I just let the cry out. Once it was over, I just settled back in. I did what I needed to do to just breathe again. And just allowed myself to move through that, to allow it all to release. When it comes to the mind, I don't know what is being released. I don't need to know. I just know that there's a bunch of owies being triggered. They're releasing. And I get to just feel the release. And that's where I'm at right now with you guys. I'm feeling the release. And I'm feeling the start again. Start again. Start again. Well, I'm moving through all of this. That's it, you know. I feel like I just needed to jump on here and let you know what I was moving through. Today I go to my cousin's services and it will be what it is. It's okay. I'm just going to go be with my people. And I'm going to go pay my respects. Just share some love with all my family. This is the moment to share love with your family. So that's what I'm going to go do. And you guys, I'm not saying do meditation. I'm not saying don't do meditation. Me personally, I've bounced in and out of it, in and out of it. After I did my first Vipassana, I came home and I sat, in other words, meditated for a year and a half. Cried it all out. I went through some healing. During that time, I went back a couple of times. So I've been there three times. I bounce in and out. What I never stopped doing and that I've noticed now due to the teachings of Eckhart is the silent space. The silent space is with me. That is the waking meditation that I pointed to. That is just simply the noticing that we're doing. When we notice we're in our mind, we go to our breath. Eventually, it's noticing the pain body and moving to our breath, because there won't be any chatter, and or maybe a combination of all of the above. I don't know. This is your discovery. All I gotta say is keep practicing, 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 guys, because it's incrementalism. Out of that is how I am discovering my relationship with infinite love. And how infinite love works with me in our relationship, and how the knowing works for me, how it moves me. And one of those ways is that yuck and yum. Another way is doing what we're doing, going to our breath. As you keep doing that simple step really connects you, really deeply connects you. Because you're already connected. That's the thing you need to know. You're already connected. people are starting to wake up, you might hear some noise. But you're already connected. And all you're doing is just discovering that connection and allowing anything that is interrupting that connection to dissipate and disappear so that that connection is fully expressed, is fully experienced. So that's what you're doing, okay? I love you guys. You guys take it easy. No make wrong. No mind. No meaning. That's what you're practicing right now. When you notice you're in your mind, no mind. You notice you got a meaning about something going on, no meaning. Go back to the breath. Mind, breath. Go to your breath. No mind, no meaning, no make wrong. Right away, just everyone functions at their own level of awareness. You guys got this? And I will go be with my family today. So, loving you big time. This is life on life's terms. Love you.